And we'll talk Stars basketball in just a moment. Thought we'd go ahead and recap scores from last night. And beginning in Sagamore Conference play, Danville over Weibo. And this is boys action. Danville over Weibo, 69-43. Fountain Central over Crawfordsville, 42-34. Frankfort over Benton Central, 62-51. Lebanon defeated North Montgomery, 57-32. It was Southmont over Covington, 59-48. And it was Tri-West over Speedway, 61-47. Games later today, locally, Frankfort will be at Clinton Central. Lebanon, as mentioned, at Covington. And Speedway will be at Western Boone. Again, that's coming up tonight in boys' play. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference last night, Carroll defeated Tri-Central, 87-48. Delphi over Sheridan, 61-55. Eastern over Clinton Prairie, 63-62. And Rossville defeated Clinton Central, the final, 55-49. Later today, Clinton Prairie will be at Fountain Central. Frankfort will be at Clinton Central. And so those are a couple local teams in action tonight. In the Hoosier Crossroads Conference last night, Brownsburg defeated Westfield, 62-51. Fishers over Avon, 55-48. Noblesville defeated Franklin Central, the final 51-31. And Zionsville defeated Hamilton Southeastern, 52-38. The Eagles get the day off today after their win last night. In girls' play last night, let's go ahead and take a look here. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference, Carroll defeated Tri-Central, 45-31. Clinton Prairie over Eastern Big, the final 52-5. And Sheridan defeated Delphi. The final there was 72-52. In Sagamore Conference play last night on the girls' side, Danville defeated Western Boone, 59-38. And with that win, Danville is your Sagamore Conference champ. Lebanon, they stay in the hunt for second place. They defeated North Montgomery, 48-21. And Triton Central defeated Tri-West. The final there was 53-32. And the Hoosier Crossroads Conference in girls' play last night, Brownsburg defeated Westfield, 41-38. And one of the games you heard last night here on Radio Mom, Hamilton Southeastern defeated Zionsville. The final there was 69-56. And so with that win, Hamilton Southeastern moves to 6-1 in conference play. Fishers is now in second place at 4-1, and Zionsville stands with the record of 4-2, tied with Noblesville at 4-2 as well. So there you go. That's a look at scores from around the area. A quick reminder for you, the girls' tourney draw will be held tomorrow, and that will be decide who's going to be playing who in the first round of sectional play. We'll have a complete rundown of the pairings for you Monday morning, so make sure you tune in to Radio Mom for that. Well, I'd like to welcome into our program here from Western Boone, Stars head coach Dustin Oakley. They're in action last night, and they're also in action last Saturday in a game against Hamilton Heights. And Coach Oakley, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you here this morning. So I don't know if I want to start with a triple overtime game last Saturday or a game last night. Well, let's talk triple overtime because that's kind of exciting. That's something that doesn't happen all the time. You made the trip over to Hamilton Heights, and you went to triple overtime. Did not get the win, but just talk about your kids' performance in that contest. It takes a lot of grit to play three overtimes.
Oh, man, I thought we obviously we battled very hard. You know, just some kind of miscues at the end of the game. We were up six with about 50 seconds to go.
And was that in regulation?
That was in regulation.
Okay.
Yeah, six points. And, you know, we made them shoot from outside all night. They went 14-38. So they had a loose rebound and hit a couple threes the last couple possessions to take it to overtime. But, you know, they were really trying to stall in those first couple overtimes, and they had the last possessions. And, man, the way we battled and defended them, you know, all three overtimes, but those first two, and just to give us a chance to win, I thought it was a great experience for us on the road. I thought it was a great sectional environment. It's a 3A school, that athleticism that we're going to see with Lebanon and Danville in our sectional. So, you know, besides the loss, I was very pleased with how our guys battled. We had Bennington with 27. Steph had 17, Luke Barta had 17, Josiah Smith's playing his best basketball right now. So we had a lot of different guys contribute. And, you know, it's, as we've said this for kind of 2 years, that we keep fighting, we compete, but, you know, who's going to make the winning plays for us? And we just kind of relaxed a little bit those last 50 seconds, probably thought we had the game won maybe in our mind. And, you know, that's what happens in some of these losing programs. So.
Again, visiting here with Coach Oakley from Western Boone, we've talked a little bit more about the game over at Hamilton Heights. When it gets down to it, especially in that third overtime, what was probably the final determining factor in that game?
Missing shots. We played a lot of guys pretty much the whole game. I mean, we had our seniors. You know, we're trying to get Marcus Fortner and Gavin Hawkins some time as sophomores, and they're going to be big for us in future years. But our seniors were incredible. So we played five or six guys the entire game, and I think they just got a little wore down. I mean, I think we started missing some open shots, and then we missed some free throws. We shot 21 for 32, so we dominated them at the free throw line, but we missed 11, give up 11 free points. So that just really hurt us. But I probably just that. We just had, just play a lot of guys, or those five or six guys a ton of minutes.
Yeah. Have anybody foul out, or did you have everybody in for that whole stretch?
I think we had Levi LaGrange foul out in the very end. Like, it was the very end.
So,
I mean, that's pretty impressive. We only let them shoot 14 free throws in their own gym, and we had those guys, and no one fouled out till the very end. So
not able to get the win on the road, and you come right back and go on the road again. This time you traveled to Danville last night, take on the Warriors, a good program, and they're able to get you 69-43. What's kind of the story on Danville this year?
Well, first of all, it's impressive with their record and what they do, and they have zero seniors on their roster right now. So they're just good. They're talented. They have anybody they put on the floor as a weapon offensively. Two of their starters didn't even score last night, but they had five guys that scored, and they were all in double figures. So it's just one after another that they could bring off the bench and contribute. And they are by far the best offensive rebounding team on our schedule, and that I've seen on our schedule. So they hurt us that first quarter, 28-6, and it was a lot of offensive rebounds, some shots we wanted them to take, they missed. But a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks, and then they hit some free throws. We end up fouling them and stuff like that in the first quarter off those putbacks. So just kind of a accumulation of all those things. And we stayed even the rest of the game. I mean, they pressured us nonstop for 32 minutes, and I thought our guys really handled it. I thought it's going to get them ready for what we're going to see when it comes sectional time. So overall, it was a good experience for us. We know how tough it is going to Danville and what they do as a program, and Coach Barber does a great job over there. Just some, you know, some missed opportunities. Maybe our energy level wasn't ready the first 8 minutes, but I did like how we responded, and we played very well the last 24 minutes.
How'd you handle the big man inside for Danville?
I thought we did all right. I mean, he did, you know, he does what he does. He got some rebounds, and he's a great passer. I mean, I think it's the biggest thing they play out of him, and he just has a really good feel for the game of when to pass, when to look to score. We made him shoot a few outside shots, and he hit them last night. So, but he finished with 15, and I thought probably the best big man in our conference. I thought we did okay on him. I really do.
What about on your side? Who played well for you last night?
Josiah Smith. Like I said, I tell you, he's had a good couple weeks. He had 8 points. He took it right at their bigs. Had some good finishes for us. Marcus Fortner came in off the bench, and he had 8 points. So there were two leading scorers last night. They really shut down our main guys and our main guards, and it was difficult. We shot okay, like about 50% from twos, but 0 for 9 on threes. So our outside shooting, which we have been great all year, and we don't take a lot of threes, but we shot 11 for 14 from the free throw line. So it was a good performance in that area, but we just didn't have enough offense in that first quarter.
So Stars not able to get the win at Danville last night, final 69-43, but the weekend is not over. You get back home, and you welcome in Speedway, and the Sheet has the game starting at 5:30. Is that correct?
That's great. Yeah, JV at 4.
So you're going to Covington as well, and eat at the Beef House like Lebanon is tonight.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, definitely if we get a win. Definitely.
What's the reason for the time adjustment?
I have no idea. I think some are adjusting to some of these just back-to-backs and trying to free up and have more of a Saturday night a little bit for families. But we, like West Lafayette, they up that time for us later on in the season too, so 5 and 6:30. So just some changes that, like I said, ADs are doing, and it's fine with us. We'll work with it.
Okay. Looking here, when I did a little research on Speedway, I was surprised that they've only won one game this year. Normally, they're a fairly strong program down there in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But what's up with the Speedway program this year?
You know, they're just struggling a little bit offensively. They have a couple guys. Metallic's been there for a couple of years, leading scorer, probably about 15 points a game. But, you know, I think they struggle defensively a little bit. They're giving up too many points. So we need to come out and be aggressive and have that mindset to stay confident in what we're doing and run our offense, be patient a little bit, but know when to look to attack and be aggressive. Coach Bennett coached me in junior high, the head coach over at Speedway. So it's always good to catch up with him, and he does a great job. But I think they've had some injuries as well, and that's probably what's led to just only one win this season.
Have you had a chance to see anything of their game with Tri-West?
I did not. I have not checked on that at all yet. No.
Okay. They fell to Tri-West 61-47. So you have a common opponent there, so that gives you something to build on. So after Speedway, you take a look at what you have coming up. You have another double weekend next weekend, North Montgomery and then Seager. What would you like to see? Obviously, this will be the second time you face North Montgomery. You saw them back in the Sugar Creek Classic, and then you have Seager coming up. What do you want to see as the month of January wraps up for your guys?
Consistency. You know, I want to make sure that we're confident, we're producing. We start to make those winning plays. We're coming back home. We finally have a four-game stretch here of home games and some winnable games. Some, you know, not Hamilton Heights and Danville. We have some competition that's very similar to us. And I think we can make it happen. Those, you know, four or five games coming up, we can get them all. We can get four out of five wins. That's going to be a huge, huge confidence boost for us moving into February.
All right. Well, Coach Oakley, always great to visit with you. Thanks for your time, and good luck to you and your kids this evening as you take on Speedway. Again, JV game at 4. Varsity will follow at 5:30.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Thank you very much.
Star fans, get out there and support the Stars. All right, a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.